It has become. It is now time for us to climb into the attic or out into the garage or in the basement and pull out all those boxes and try to figure out what happened to the stuff that we had last year. It's time to hunt for the extension cords and to untangle lights. It's time, folks, everybody today, go home and set your scale back 10 pounds. It is that time of year. It's a time for excitement and a little bit of trepidation and somewhat, you know, okay, let's admit it, some dread. Because we pack in so much stuff. We see all those people that we only see once a year, or we try to get together with 47 different little groups to have a party. We have your Sunday school party and your family parties and your work parties and your friend parties. And by the time you get all of that, by the time you get to Christmas Day, you just sort of wish the whole thing was over. But today, I'm going to tell you that that's not how it's supposed to be. The song that we just sang was had two themes in it. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. In the song that we just sang, we talk about Jesus' first coming, him coming as a small little child in a manger. And that's what we celebrate. But also, folks, we are preparing for the King of Kings because he's coming again. And so we have a dual role here. As we decorate this sanctuary, as we celebrate the birth of a child, we also are preparing ourselves for that second coming. So, like the song, The Saints at the Altar, and all of a sudden, the sky splits, and the King of Glory comes. Come, Lord Jesus, come. But in the meantime, he's still with us. His Holy Spirit reigns with us. And, you know, if you don't try to pack in too much, if you'll just set some time aside every day to just contemplate the fact that he was willing to come and that he's coming again, the whole season is going to feel like it's supposed to feel. You're going to have that joy and that peace. There'll be a little bit of the silent night. And folks, we today are going to talk about why we do what we do, what it means, because if we don't pass it on to these, it'll all be gone. Yeah.
One ninety-six. Come, thou long expected Jesus. Okay. Let us find our rest in thee.
Quiz time. Todd can't answer because I told him yesterday. Why do we hang mistletoe? What does mistletoe symbolize?
Kissing.
No. Why is mistletoe hanging above our heads right now? All right. That's why we do this once a year. Say this with me. Mistletoe is the symbol of peace. Mistletoe is the symbol of peace. Why do we have ivy? What does the ivy symbolize? Ivy shows us that we need to cling to Christ. He is our support. Why do we have holly?
She makes good mashed potatoes.
Get her. Yeah, just... That one deserved a gib slap. We need Holly Morris, but why do we have the green holly in our church? Holly is prickly. It reminds us of the crown of thorns. We have fir because it is always green and reminds us of God's love that's everlasting, and it reminds us of God's eternity, and it reminds us, folks, that eternal life is ours. We have all of these symbols, and the one that we don't have here, which I wish we did have, is laurel. I couldn't find any laurel leaves, but laurel leaves are a symbol of victory. So if anybody has that in your yard, you'd bring some next Sunday, I'd appreciate it. All of these symbols, these signs, it's important that we remember what they're for, because there may be a time when we don't have a Bible. It could happen. We don't like to think about that, but it could happen here. It's happened elsewhere. We need to remember all these symbols, because they remind us of Christ. And of course, my favorite of all is the chrismon tree. I love the chrismon tree. Christ monograms hung on a tree of evergreen. Signs and symbols of his life and what it means. Christ monograms. We have a king, a crown that reminds us of his kingship. We have a butterfly that reminds us of a transforming life, that which was dead coming back to life in resurrection. We have keys that remind us of the keys to the kingdom. We have a shell that reminds us of the baptism. We have all these beautiful symbols that remind us of Christ on a tree of pure white lights that show us that Christ is not just one thing, but many things, and is everything to us. It doesn't do me any good to stick my thumb up, Tyler, if you're not watching. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Drafted at the last minute, it's not his fault. It's your turn.
Please turn to 246.
We'll sing the first and second verses of Joy to the World. No, you don't understand.
Most of the things that we have that are symbols of Christmas have come to us from Europe. However, there is one thing that the North American continent has supplied, and that is the poinsettia. The poinsettia began growing wild in Mexico. And when it was discovered by Dr. Poinsett, he brought it to America and cultivated it into what we have now. The beauty of the poinsettia, called the flower of the holy night, is that its star-like center and then the radiating petals make us remember the star that shined at Christ's birth.
Younger in glory when the crown is won. Jesus is now the star divine. Brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
One of the things the church has done since the 13th century is have a creche or a manger scene or a nativity scene. It's accredited to St. Francis of Assisi, who, believe it or not, in the 13th century said, Christmas is just becoming too commercial. And we need to remind the congregation, we need to remind the people what Christmas is all about. See, you thought that was a new phenomenon. It's not. It is, though it's difficult to remind people who can't read. One of the reasons that we had stained glass windows is because even if people could have read, unless they could read Latin, it wouldn't have done them any good. And you would have had to been extremely rich to have afforded a Bible. Many places, only one Bible existed in a province. So you had pictures to tell the stories, the Old Testament stories and the New Testament stories, and the stories about Jesus were all depicted in the windows and depicted in live manger scenes. Now, as the years have gone by, we still have those occasional live manger scenes, but most of us now in our home somewhere and in our church on the altar, the most prominent place, we have the story of the birth of Christ depicted in our creche. Okay, Betty.
2:30. A little town of Bethlehem, stanzas 1 and 4.
Yeah.
Emmanuel. It's an amazing name. We don't hear that name as a name too often anymore. It means God with us. You know, they could have named the Christ child many different things. You know, it's kind of surprising they didn't name him after Moses or Elijah or David, because they named their children after the great prophets and the great leaders. But they chose a name, Emmanuel. Now, his given name that we call him is Jesus. It was actually, that's the Greek form which came down in our Bible, but it actually was Yeshua. Let's say that one. Let's learn a word. Yeshua. Yeshua means God saves. But as his birth was being predicted, the prophet Isaiah called and said, "He shall be called Emmanuel, for he is God with us." God with us. God who left the realms of glory and came here. I'll never cease to be amazed by that. And the joy is, he's coming back. He's coming again. It's not just that he came and it's over. He came, the Holy Spirit remains, and one day, when the eastern sky splits, he's coming the way they expected him the first time, with power and might and deliverance. And that day, all our troubles are over. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I ask you to get a hymnal. And we are going to do O Come Emmanuel on 2:11. And we're going to do it a little differently. You notice that in your bulletin it says, with antiphons. Antiphons are readings. So on page 212, you will see that there is a reading in lighter print, which I will read, and then the reading in darker print, which we will all read together as a congregation, and we'll do this before each stanza. Now, as Betty said, so we're going to do all four stanzas, right? And I said, no, we're going to do all seven, okay? So we're going to do all seven stanzas of O Come, Emmanuel.
And lively, I might say.
Yes, we're going to be lively. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, O Lord our God.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, let doors in lonely exile.
O wisdom who came forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence.
Of the wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh, to us the path of knowledge show.
O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come with your outstretched arm, redeem us.
O come, bring glory. shall come to thee, Holy Israel.
O root of Jesse, who stands for an ensign of the people, before whom kings shall keep silent, and to whom the Gentiles shall make their supplication. Come and deliver us, and tarry not.
Come, the root of Jesse's tree, an ensign of thy people be, before the ruler silent fall, while peoples of thy mercy call.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens, come and bring forth from prison the captive who sits in darkness and in the shadow of death.
O come, the key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. The captives from the
O day spring, brightness of the light eternal and sun of justice, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Come, the day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thy justice here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice,
O King of the Gentiles and their desired one, cornerstone that makes both one,
come and
deliver us, whom you formed out of the dust of the earth.
From this earth of nations fight, all peoples in one heart and mind, from dust thou brought us forth to life. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.